Welcome back to Talking Ball here on Friday here on ESPN 97.7 The Zone live in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm your host, Drudy Armin, and we are honored right now to be joined by the 16th commitment in Alabama's 2016 signing class, Khalid Kareem and his father, Ken. How are you both doing today?
I'm good, man. Good to be on. Thanks for having us.
No problem. No, thank you both for joining us today. We know it's a very busy time. I know it's right before football practice for you, Khalid. And first of all, I just wanted to ask you, your decision basically shocked a lot of people in the recruiting world and in the state of Alabama. We knew that the University of Alabama was recruiting you very hard, but many people thought you were going to stay in your home state of Michigan to play for the Wolverines. But just kind of talk about your recruiting process. We know you were committed to Michigan State back in February before decommitting, and then you got it down to Alabama, Notre Dame, and Michigan. And just kind of talk about how that process unfolded.
I was talking with my dad, and we were just decided which school would be the best fit for me over the pros and cons of each. And then we basically just made a final decision that Alabama would be the best fit for me and my family.
Yeah, and obviously you made two visits to Alabama. The first one was for A-Day, which is always a huge event. It's always one of the main stops for recruits during the recruiting process with Nick Saban and his staff. Just talk about the impact A-Day had on you.
It was a great impact. I got to see how the fans reacted to the players and how the coach the players. It was just good to be in the SEC environment for the first time.
Yeah, and there's no question about that. And also, I know your recruiting process has been a very interesting one, because this time about a year ago, I know you really didn't have the amount of offers that I know you wanted, and then your recruiting process exploded and you ended up with about 39 offers. But just talk about your journey as a player and how you got to this point.
Well, it's a blessing to have all the opportunities with those universities. But it started off kind of slow. Like, my first offer came on October 16th of last year. And so, like, once that first offer from Bowling Green came, they just started rolling in.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously you became one of the most highly recruited prospects in the country. And Mr. Kareem, I know you've been proud of how your son's handled this process. I know the recruiting process itself can get a little crazy, but I know you were proud of the way he handled everything. And just kind of talk about, as a family, how you guys came to this decision for him to choose Alabama.
It was a tough decision. To go back to what you said before, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so to go back to what you said before, like, he didn't have the offers, but we had a lot of interest. The recruiting business has changed so much. Like, right now, even in Michigan, we saw a couple of kids got offered as eighth graders.
Yes.
When Khalid was going through the process, you know, it wasn't that he didn't have the offers, and he absolutely didn't have them. But we had a ton of interest. So a lot of the schools that end up offering, they were already kind of, he was already on their radar. I think they just wanted to see a little bit more. They wanted to see him in person. They wanted to see a little bit more film. So like Alabama, for example, you know, we had first started talking to Coach Williams long before he offered, before Alabama offered. But as far as the recruiting process, Alabama just kind of came into play because we liked what we saw. We liked their depth chart. We liked what they stood for in terms of helping their players on and off the field after football. Nick Saban really, Coach Saban really had a good conversation with Khalid and his mom. I mean, me, Khalid and his mom about, you know, the football program and what they would do for my son. And we just felt very comfortable. It was hard. It was a very hard decision to not go to the local schools, Michigan State, or even Notre Dame, which is only about 3 hours away. But at the end of the day, we felt Alabama would give them the best chance, the best opportunity to play early, to make a great impact, and to fill a void that they felt like they had.
Yeah, and Mr. Kareem, I know you mentioned Bobby Williams, who has been around a long time in the coaching profession, and of course was at Michigan State with Nick Saban and was head coach at Michigan State at one time. I know being comfortable with him played a big part in the decision.
Oh, absolutely. I credit him a lot, but you know what? I also credit a name that's not really said out there in this Michigan area, Coach Tosh DeBoy.
Mm-hmm.
We felt very comfortable with him as well. But Bobby Williams definitely made us feel very comfortable. Made us feel like he's gonna definitely take care of our staff. Bobby Williams definitely played a huge role in. But at the same time, so did Coach Saban. Coach Saban was probably one of the only head coaches we talked to a lot outside of Coach Franklin at Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Saban was probably one of the only head coaches we talked to. We talked to a lot of recruiting coordinators, a lot of defensive line coaches from different schools, and that's fine too, but we probably definitely talked to Coach Saban more than probably any other program outside of Penn State, Coach Frank.
Absolutely, and Khalid, as far as for our listeners, and we Coach LePoy is that he's in his first year as an on-field coach. We've all heard about his recruiting prowess and the way he relates to players, and obviously you had a connection with him. Just talk about your relationship that you're building with him so far.
Well, I'm in a great relationship with him. The last time I came down, I actually got a chance to camp and actually work with Coach Tosh and just see how he manages the players and how he reacts to them and interacts with them. And I feel like I'm very comfortable with how he coached me in the future.
Yeah, and obviously his track record is one that's very good with at Cal Berkeley and at the University of Washington, and he's developed a lot of guys in the NFL and put a lot of defensive linemen and outside linebackers, pass rushers in the NFL. And how did he tell you he was going to use you at the University of Alabama?
They're going to use me at the jack position, jack outside linebacker, hybrid defensive end, outside linebacker. And basically show me how I fit to your system.
Yeah, and I know that's got to be exciting for you, and obviously you and your father said the depth chart played a big part in it, and you obviously feel like you can contribute early. And talk about the second visit and how big it was being able to work with the coaching staff at Alabama and get more comfortable with them.
It was huge. The second visit was really huge in my decision-making process. I feel like that's when I got most comfortable with the coaches and we got a chance to spend the whole day with them and we go through practice, sit down, and just talk with them. It was really, really impactful moment.
And obviously, it was a very tough decision for you. There was a lot of pressure to stay in the state of Michigan. When did you make the final decision to choose the University of Alabama on June the 24th?
I made my final decision the night before.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that decision came really the night before. He had been out of town. He had went on vacation with some family down in Atlanta. I picked him up from the airport that Tuesday night, and we talked on the way home. And he was staying in Alabama. And then when we got home, we talked that night. We kind of wrote down a bunch of notes. Things like that from all the schools that we were considering. And at one point it just became Notre Dame, Michigan, and Alabama. And so we kind of wrote down and looked online at the roster again one more time. We started Googling some of the offers they had out there, some of the commitments they had out there. I mean, we did a ton of homework, man. And, at the end of the day, we felt that he would have the best college experience at the University of Alabama. We felt comfortable with the coaches. We felt comfortable with Coach Saban. A lot of people been having a lot to say about him playing in state. It's the best players in the state go to Michigan. We heard all that stuff, but us as a family, like him and his mom and I, we sat down and said, here's the thing. We want him to put his own footprints in the ground. We don't want him to make a decision based on us, saying, hey, I got to stay home because of my parents. I already told him when he got offered, because he got offered from, University of Oregon,
uh-huh.
Stanford, and Harvard, and some of these other schools, and we told him then, we said, hey, if you want to play out of state, man, we're going to make sure we get there. So don't worry about that. Just go where you want to go and where you feel comfortable. And that's kind of how it went.
Absolutely. And Khalid, obviously, the academic part of the equation was big in your decision. What do you plan on majoring in at the university?
I plan on majoring in management somewhere in that field.
Right, and Alabama, I know they have one of the best business schools in the country, and I know Nick Saban does a great job of setting up the academic process for you. What was your – obviously, you loved everything you saw on the football side. What was your impression of the academic situation?
My impression on academics is that they have great resources set in place for the athletes and all the students to be successful at Alabama. For the tutors, for like all the people working in the academic department right here, for the athletes and for the students.
Yeah, and Mr. Kareem, I know that had to be a big part of your decision as parents as well. The Alabama's academic infrastructure for football players, they've led the nation for several years in graduates and getting and having their young men graduate in 3 years. I know you had to be impressed with what you saw.
Yeah, well, you know what? That to be honest with you, that was probably the determining factor for us as his parents. I mean, I know he's a ball player. Ball players want to play ball. But for us, one of the things that was very important to us that we had heard from a lot of other schools was that, you know, we had so many things in place. We had a lot of things in place that Khalid hung up, but he's about to get in the car, so you'll be able to hear him.
Okay.
That was all that feedback we was getting.
Mm-hmm.
That was his phone. That sounds a little clear, right?
Yes, sir. No problem.
Yeah, but that being said, one of the things that we wanted to know and wanted to talk to them about was, what about the guys that football just don't work out? Like, they just wasn't the type of player you thought they was going to be. You know, what do you have in place for those guys? And one of the things that they talked about was a lot of the alumni, a lot of the networks that they got in set in place for guys to get jobs after college, all across the country, the alumni base for the University of Alabama. And they tap into all those alumni to help guys get jobs in different sectors from the media to, world-class organizations. And that was something important for us to hear. We know that at the end of the day, when he get his degree, he's going to have to fight and grind and do everything he needs to do to get a job. But to hear Coach Saban and those guys talk about, the things they got in place for these guys after school and during school, the internship. I think he said something about the Mercedes dealer.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a lot of guys, not Mercedes dealer, but I guess the company or something that he gives guys internships. And some guys get hired in that. And he was talking about Wall Street and guys all across the country that they tap into to help guys get jobs. And that was important. And then we know that the big universities like University of Alabama, University of Michigan, Notre Dame, those bigger universities have a ton of resources for kids to just not fail. You know, it got to a point where, I think one of the guys said to us, if a kid is just failing, it's just because he's not trying, because we got the resources for him.
Yeah.
So that was important for us to hear.
No doubt about that, Mr. Kareem. And I know, obviously, your son has got a big senior season yet to go, and I know he wants to finish the right way and leave a legacy for himself. What's he working on to get better for his final season at Farmington Hills?
Yeah, so right now we got him, and he's preparing for not only the final season, but because he's an early enrollee.
Right, that's another good point.
Yeah, no sooner the season is over, he's going to be, we're going to be registering him for the University of Alabama. So right now we just got him working with a couple trainers. We got two different trainers that we use. And we just recently here started working with a guy who's a defensive line coach up at a different high school. But what he does personal training 2 days a week. So we just registered him for that. So he'll get a chance to work with guys with hand placement, feet and arm movement, in terms of just increasing his arsenal, I guess that's where I can put it, of moves as a defensive lineman.
Yes, and for the listeners, what is his current height and weight?
Right now, we're at Alabama. They weighed him at 259.6. Mm-hmm. 259.6, 6'4", almost even. 6'4", almost on the nose. So he's 6'4", 250. So 6'4", you might as well say 6'4", 260. He's got a 6'11 arm span. So his arm span, he got very long arms.
Mm-hmm.
He got 6'11 arm span. His hand is 11 inches. So he's a big young boy. He's 17 years old right now, and when he gets to university, he'll still be 17 years old.
Absolutely, and I know he'll be an early enrollee, but of course the recruiting process is going to continue to evolve. Is he done with the process, or is he going to continue to take visits?
You know what? We've kind of struggled with that. We've been on so many visits. I think I saw a tweet out there that said Khalid Kareem has been on 28 unofficial visits.
Wow.
I think a lot of those were some of the same schools, but they just counted them, just racked the numbers up. But that being said, a lot of the visits that we go on, in my opinion, are very similar to the guys that's been on official visits, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when we get to a school, they take him with the guys that's on officials anyway,
Right.
Hey, you go up here with these guys, or you come down here with these guys. So we've got a feel for that. So we don't necessarily have to take any more visits. We talked about going to certain games like Michigan and Ohio State's always a big game up here. I think that's one of the biggest rivalries in sports besides Auburn and Alabama. So we talked about going to a game, but just strictly as fans, we're happy at this point. We're happy with Alabama. We're happy with our choice. We don't see ourselves doing any business right now.
And finally, the last question, it's something that I haven't seen. If I don't know if you've been asked this yet, at least by the media here in the state of Alabama, but did the success of Mark Ingram coming from Flint, Michigan, and doing what he did at Alabama have any part in your process?
I'm going to say no, but just here lately, since Alabama came up in our sights for everybody. We knew Alabama when they offered that it was a huge offer, even back when they offered. He had 39 offers. That's not to say some of the schools we told not to offer. Alabama was number 25, from what I understand.
Yes.
And when they offered, we knew that they were going to be a serious contender the day that they finally offered. We knew then, that day, Alabama was going to be, something serious that we're going to take a serious look at. And at that point, Mark Ingram hadn't even came up. And then we saw a tweet out there that the last player that came out of Michigan won the Heisman, then Mark Ingram. And so we just started seeing that, but it didn't affect us at all. From the day that they offered, we knew that they were going to be, we were going to give them very serious consideration. The day they offered, the success record speaks for itself. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you he wanted to definitely have an opportunity to play in some of those big games and win championships. All that kind of stuff played a role for us. Not Mark Ingram at all. That's good to hear, because it's kind of we can keep up a track record. If he goes to Alabama and be successful, they say, hey, everybody that got out of Michigan, it worked out. So it might help. It might help another young kid out of Michigan, who may be considering coming to Alabama,
Absolutely.
We could maybe start a tradition from Kareem, from Mark Ingram to Kareem to whoever else would get out of Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to answer your question, it didn't play a role for me. Did it play a role for you? No, it didn't.
Yeah, and it's going to be neat. I don't know if you have had a chance to speak with Mark Ingram, but he's a class act, and I'm sure you guys are looking forward to touching base with him.
Yeah, we've had an opportunity not talk to him, but we've had an opportunity just through this process. It's been amazing process, recruit process.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for the next chapter. He do got to get through this senior season, and that's what he's focused on. That was one of the reasons why we committed when we did.
Right.
We knew we wanted to go to Alabama, and then we knew at this point, maybe things will die down a little bit. I feel right now it's going to still be a little bit of, activity because you just committed. But it'll die down a little bit now. You can focus on this season, focus on getting better. focus on your craft and things of that nature. But through the process, we definitely had opportunity to talk to a lot of guys, a lot of pros, a lot of ex-pros. Just this morning, he had opportunity to talk to Bell Farr on the phone, the ex-Detroit Lions.
Uh-huh.
You know who Bell Farr is? I was like, he sounds kind of young.
Yes,
Bell
sir.
Farr. Yeah, he had opportunity to talk to Bell Farr on the phone, and, you know, he talked to him a lot about football and congratulated him about going to Alabama. So it was a great, great choice. And, you know, he said, hey, big, great players go to big, great schools. So Alabama is a great choice. So, you know, just through the process, we had a chance to talk to a lot of people, including a lot of coaches. A lot of coaches have sent him messages over the last 24 hours congratulating him and, you know, telling him, hey, go be great. You know, hate that we couldn't get you, but, you know, congratulations on your commitment. He got a lot of that. So, you know, we're encouraged and we're excited about it. And you know, it's bittersweet for me because I know one day his mom and I are going to have to drop him off, you know, 6 7 states away. But, you know, we gonna be up there. We're going to make those trips and we're going to be rooting for him and be excited about it.
No question. And, Mr. Kareem, we thank you for joining us today on Talking Ball. And we look forward for you and your family of coming to the state of Alabama in the near future and seeing your son play and develop as they both on and off the field at Alabama. And we want to congratulate you and your family on his decision. And we look forward to seeing him play for the Crimson Tide in the coming seasons. And we want to thank you again for joining us. It's a very busy time for you and your family and Khalid. I want to thank you both for joining Talking Ball today. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. And we look forward to maybe hearing it.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Yes. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. That's Ken Kareem and Khalid Kareem. Khalid, big-time defensive end / Jack linebacker commitment for the University of Alabama. The 16th commitment this past June the 24th, this week, for the Alabama. Kind of shocked the world, but he has now joined the class and a big-time pickup for the Crimson Tide. And stay with us when we come back here on Talking Ball here on Friday, where it's going to be the end of another quick hour. But we hope you enjoyed that, and we'll be back in a few.